The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Oh, Rolien, it's Gary. I bet you've forgotten what I even sound like.
How could I ever forget you, Gary Brooker?
How are you, Rolien?
I'm good, and you're always good to talk to you.
Yes, I enjoy our chats. And today, for a change, we can kick off by something that's happened here in Johannesburg, actually in Bryanston. And I was actually reading in the news earlier about this 46-year-old that's been arrested. And I think there were seven that were nabbed as well. And I think this is quite a great story. Do you want to tell us about what's happened here in our own town?
Well, this is quite an extraordinary story, and it shows what can be accomplished when the South African police work in tandem with the Israeli police and they cooperate with intelligence. So a wanted Israeli criminal by the name of Yaniv Ben Simon, he initially wasn't identified by name earlier today when the news broke, has been captured hiding out in Bryanston. That is a suburb in the north of Johannesburg, very, very affluent. I say that for the benefit of some people who might be listening who aren't from South Africa and listen in. And he is believed to be very, very closely connected to Yitzhak Abigail, who is serving a 30-year term and is the leader of the very, very notorious Abigail family. So Ben Simon has been on Interpol's red notice list since 2015. It was believed that he was hiding out in South Africa for the last 7 years. And so Israeli police cooperating with covert intelligence with the South African police force and Interpol managed to capture him along with seven others today. And they took quite a haul. Apparently they took 12 firearms, including 5 assault rifles, 7 pistols, $40,000 in cash.
Wow.
Some reports have them nabbing cocaine and other drug paraphernalia, also motorbikes. And he is wanted on charges of attempted murder in at least 2 separate incidents. So he has been on the run since 2015. He has been hunted by the Israeli police's anti-fraud unit as well as the organized crime unit. And today we have to give a huge kavod to the South African police services as well as Interpol and our security forces for finally capturing and hopefully bringing him back to Israel or extraditing him back here to Israel to face the consequences.
And this family, I'm reading up as we're talking, this Abigail crime family. I mean, it looks like they've been involved in drug trafficking, extortion. They've been involved in quite a few things.
All kinds of criminal activity. This is an organized crime family. You know, we do have our fair share of criminals here in Israel as well. I've received messages today like, how can this be? But, you know, this is the situation. You know, we're a country just like anybody else's. But Ben Simon was Israel's most wanted gang leader on the run, on the lam, and he has now been arrested. Yeah, the Abigail organization, there's just some extraordinary charges leveled against them. Drug trafficking, extortion, planting of explosives, attempted murder, and you know, the list is endless.
It's just, yeah, I'm really pleased to see that justice has prevailed. Let's just hope now they're extradited and something, yeah, I hope that crime does not pay. So I'm sure you'll let us know what happens with this story. And moving on, Israeli law professors have weighed in on calls from some of the incoming coalition to implement the override law. This sounds quite interesting. What is an override law?
So this is a very important issue because one of the concerns with the incoming coalition is that they will try and enact what they call the override law. So basically what this does is allows any of the, any 61 of the 120 lawmakers or members of Knesset to, overrule decisions that are made by the Supreme Court or the High Court. That is our top, judiciary, arm. And, these 100 professors from across Israel's universities and academic institutions have written a letter voicing their opposition to this, because it has to be sacrosanct in Israeli democracy that we keep the executive and the judiciary as two separate units. You know, Israel does not have a constitution like South Africa has a constitution, or many other countries has a constitution that you are bound to. We have our Supreme Court, our High Court. So there is concern that the important checks and balances that the Supreme Court puts in place could be overruled by any 61 of the 120 Knesset members. And they've gone into their letter to say that this proposed bill will transform the citizens of Israel from citizens with rights, whom the Knesset must respect and the court protects, to those who are subject to the mercy of the political majority at any given moment. Now, we know that there is potentially a very right-wing government coming in, a government that many people are concerned will step on the civil rights of many minorities, including members of the LGBTQ plus community, women, members of other minority groups. So this is the legal profession, this is the legal fraternity saying these are our concerns, and we really, really caution quite strongly against enacting this.
Caution quite strongly. Yeah, I quite like those words, huh?
Those are my words, not quoting directly. Those are my
Rolene's words.
Just because you are Gary Bromberg.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I knew we'd have to talk about Qatar and the World Cup. So, yeah, it's a couple of days away, and I believe that Israel's foreign ministry have issued warnings to Israelis attending. So this is quite interesting. What are the warnings?
Okay, so disclaimer first, I know very little about sports, except if running in heels was a sport. So, as we know, the World Cup in Qatar begins in a few days' time, and Israelis have been given permission to attend. We will have consular services in the capital Doha for the duration of the games. But the Ministry of Foreign Affairs have released a campaign guiding Israelis what they should and shouldn't do. And have gone as far as to say they call on Israelis to maintain as much of a low profile as possible. In fact, be least visibly Israeli, which, you know, for Israelis is a very, very difficult task for a very exuberant bunch. So what they believe this entails is that not just educating Israelis about the very, very strict Muslim laws and customs of the country, but actually going so far as to say, hide your Israeli flags and your Magen David. Lior Hayat, who is a senior Israeli diplomat, has said, you know, the Iranian team will also participate in the World Cup, and we estimate that tens of thousands of fans will follow, and there will be other fans from the Gulf countries in which we do not have diplomatic relations. So reduce your presence and conceal your identity for your own personal safety.
Wow, that's quite something. And yeah, I hope that they will be okay. It's just tough to say that, hide your mug and over, it's hide your identity. That's quite tough, eh?
It's especially at a time, you know, when we're saying be proud of who you are in light of rising anti-Semitism and wear your Magen David with pride, you know, show your pride to be Jewish. But I think under these particular circumstances, we understand where the Ministry of Foreign Affairs
stay under the radar. Yeah, absolutely. Rolene, was so good to catch up and to chat to you. That was the Israel Report with Rolene Marks. Rolene, have a good Shabbos, and we'll be chatting to you same time, same place, Monday afternoon.